At this time, I want to give the floor to Kathy Skivers, because someone called for me and I didn't know who their name was because I didn't say or I didn't hear. Kathy Skivers is going to share with us a little bit about the history. And then after Kathy shares with us, I heard Robert Wendt ask for the floor and Linda Perel. So let's give our attention to Kathy Skivers. And let's give her a warm round of applause.
Actually, this should be titled A Progress Report. Uh-huh. And Lord knows there hasn't been a lot. But anyway, a long time ago, it was decided to try to do the history of the California Council of the Blind. Now, there was a 50-year history done by Perry Sundquist and Patricia Urena, and it was okay and very good, and we're keeping that as part of our history. We finally found a couple of print copies of it, and we brailled it, and that's going to be a part of the history, but we noticed little things like very few women were mentioned in there, which I have took big exception to, because women have always done a lot in this organization. But we've had a couple of committees. They've been formed and reformed, and we did a lot of work. And back in the old days, we first started, Bernice and Roger and Chris Gray and I were living in close area enough to get together. And so we came a few times and got together, and we did some history, and we put it on the computer, which is a nowadays thing to do. But then after we did quite a few meetings and wrote quite a bit of stuff, including brailing the 50-year history, we can still have that, but the computer did a thing they said crashed, and I'm told there was a backup for those things, but we didn't have a backup, and we lost it, and there was a lot of work done, which is no excuse for why we're not further than we are. Through the years, we have had people give us material in print, in Braille mostly, and that's all housed right now with me. People like John and Maria Lopez, George Fogarty gave us 8 wonderful tapes, which I brailled. He recorded them, and I have brailled those, so we have that. Juliet Esterly gave us a lot. There have been just people through the years that have given us all kinds of material, and we have it, John DeFrancisco and many others. I'm awfully glad that we don't have report cards for getting assignments done, because I've had a lot of assignments through the years, and I finished them. I'm not prepared to say if they were good jobs or bad jobs, but they were done jobs. And this is the first time that I've been lagging like this, but we're going to be doing some work. I have talked with Lynn Laird. Everybody knows who she is, I think. Lynn has agreed to help me and work with me. The American Council did the right thing when they got people to write people a vision, because it's very hard, we're finding, and we know, we've proved it, for a committee to write a history. What we're going to try to do pretty quickly is get the Hall of Famers up so that you can put them up on the web and put a little about them. That's going to be our first move we're going to do. Then we're going to, now I have a friend who has a, I always hate to talk about instruments, cameras and things, because, and computer things too, I call them all the wrong names. Anyway, she has, I think it's a video camera where you sit and talk and it takes a picture, and she has that. So we're going to, because it's very hard to read all the stuff or get into print what we have in Braille and all kinds of things the other way around, print to wherever, we're going to do a lot of the history things on that. She tells me that can easily be put to CD, and this can be pretty economically. Years ago, you gave us, you said we could have $1,500 to do the history. To date, we haven't used any of that money, and we're hoping that you get a lot of money pretty soon. So by the time we get this together, you can then go about putting it into what other formats you want to get it into. But at least we're going to make progress just as soon as this convention is over. We all know that I need to hurry up and get this history done because a number of reasons. A lot of it will go when I do, and I've been asking up there, please let me stay here. The history's done, and Roger told me one time that he thought maybe that's why I was still here. I was holding out to get the history done. But anyway, there's some wonderful things in there. We really can be very proud of ourselves. We started out as a California Council for the Blind in 1934. We changed the date to Of the Blind. I'm embarrassed, ashamed to say I don't remember what the date was, because I'm the gal that got a change or put the motion out to change it from For to Of, and it took two tries. The first time I tried it in a year, it lost big time. Boy, I tell you, it went down like few things I had seen to that point, and I was brand new. You know, I came right in, so I thought we should change the name. It said For the Blind. I said, I don't understand why you say that. It's Of the Blind. It's us. So it lost. And Dr. Perry came up to me, and he said, now, he said, you don't want you to feel bad about that. You lost because you lost your temper. That's the way doctor talked. And I said, I did not lose because I lost my temper. I said, I lost because you told your good old boys to say that they shouldn't do it, either that or they didn't know, you didn't tell them anything and they didn't know what to do, so they thought that's what you wanted to do and they didn't do it. But in any case, the next year I tried it, and came and he hugged me and he said, now you see there, you tried it again and it passed. And I said, yes, I know. And he said, well, I told you if you tried it again, it would be all right. And he said, now you see it works. I said, no, all it means, doctor, is that you gave the word to the boys and it passed. So he hugged me and told me that sometimes he thought I was impossible. I don't think he ever changed his mind about that. We then, if anybody knows that date, we would like to have that. We had some trouble with this history because we did not keep good records. The ones that were kept were down in Chatsworth when they had the big earthquake, and what the earthquake didn't do, the people with the water and the fire hoses and all that finished, and we lost a lot of things. Then Bob Campbell had a wonderful record. He had 40 years of things in his home that he kept, file cabinets and the whole thing. Well, when he died, his son inherited the house and everything, and he had George Fogarty and Margaret Noah go in, and in a week they cleared out everything that was in there, and we didn't get to keep much of that, so we lost that. So I've been grateful. We have a 1959. There was a time when the council broke up. The first group that left the Federation was the Associated Blind of California, and we went back in 1959. I was editor of the what was called Council Bulletin. Now it's the Californian. And we have a Braille actual copy of the 1959 last thing that I did as editor that has a resignation of Bob Campbell and all the reasons why we were leaving in there. We do actually have that document, and we have the one that followed immediately that was written by Beverly Gladden. She was what, Beverly Hammer later, and that followed within a month, and Kletzing was present by then, and those two things are worth seeing. They're kind of different. We said why we left, and they said we were a small handful, but what they didn't say was what had been the leadership left. So that small handful had Dr. Perry with it, so we thought we were in good company. Anyhow, we then have a history of a lot of firsts. We've been first in a lot of things. I believe that we were the first to have the California Connection, both English and Spanish. And when we started, many people didn't even have anything, and some states still don't have anything that lets them hear through the state what's happening. We had the first time that we really got in and worked with other groups was when we went in to work for the HIV. I don't know how many of you knew that we had an AIDS project in the 90s, and we worked with the deaf and the hemophiliacs and some other groups. There were four or five groups, and we worked with them, and we were the only kind of organization of that kind in the world. And that's the only time, to my knowledge, that the California Council ever got any money from the state. They gave us, we were part of a grant that was given for that. And, of course, like it always happens, they cut the budget, and they cut everybody 10%, and they cut ours 40%. And so we weren't able to continue. We just made it just about 4 years. But I think that's one of the few times that the California Council actually employed some of our members. Our members got some money to cover their expenses and then made a little bit more just to travel and do the HIV thing all over the state, and we did that. We're pretty proud of that. And we made some good alliances when we went into SB 105 and the deaf situation came up. I recall in the hearing, some lady said, well, what about deaf people? What are they, hamburger? And of course, what happened was we had made a good relationship with the deaf group in that situation with the AIDS thing, and they came along and supported us, and we supported them. And they would. We got to the point where we would have the lady who was deaf would say, no, we're not going to talk about that today. They don't have their Braille, and you know they have to have their Braille. And I would say, no, we can't do that because you know she has a right to the interpreter. We're not going to do that till you get one. So we made a pretty good alliance, and that kept on long afterwards. And we still keep in touch now and then, not so often, but we still do. We're not going to have time to go through all this, but what I would like to say to you is if you have an original of any kind of a, if you can tell us the date of when we became of the blind, and there are a few other things we need to ask for you. If you have anything to give to our history, if you have a copy of that 50-year history, whatever you have that you think it marks a date and time that you can give us, we'd appreciate. I'm not going to name all the committee members now because they've been changed, and anyway, I keep calling the other ones that weren't, but Bernice is still with us, and Al Gill, and Don Queen, and others, and Roger, of course. Roger was a godsend to us. He is wherever he goes in these committees, but I tell you, I'm afraid we're going to wear him out because everybody wants him to do everything, and I say that, and then I turn around and ask him to do something. Anyway, the California Council has been and always will be, I hope, a very vibrant organization. And I'm so happy that Jeff Tom is handling the legislation. I feel bad, though, that we're not able to pay him. But all the time, every time I've heard the man do a legislative report or heard him do resolutions, and way back I've been listening to him do resolutions, I've always thought, oh, gee, what a thing it would be if we could get him into the state capitol. And I live long enough to see it, Jeff. I think that's pretty good. I don't want you to lose heart, though, because we're hoping the council will get more money. And every now and again, I play the lotto, and you're on my list of things to do when I win. Anyway, I think the thing that broke the organization back in the old days was that the Federation had appointed a board of directors and they didn't believe in consulting people. They would hand down what I called edicts. They would say, this is the way it is. And even some of their board members weren't advised. So as you go through, make sure that you realize that we all are part of it. We all should be included. We all should work. And don't think that you can't do something to help because you can.
Yes.
When I came here, I had read about legislation that Dr. Perry wrote in a book I read when I was a little girl. I think it was called The All Story. And the last half of it was legislation. And I read it before I really understood exactly what it all meant. But I did know that somewhere there were blind people that wanted to get together and help blind people become what they could be. And when I got here, they told me not to worry. Blind people had been successful, and even though I was broken on my own and scared to death and almost homeless, they said, we can help you, and we will, and they did. And that's one of the reasons I've always felt I want to help in the council. The other reason is that when the breakup came, Dr. Perry asked me if I got the chance to ever get the boys and girls back together, he'd like me to do it. And so I was happy to be president from 97 to 2002, because I was keeping my promise to that man, and I had a great deal of respect and admiration and love for him. Anyway, I want to leave you with a little bit. I hope you don't mind. I hope I haven't gone too long, but there's a little bit of a thing last night. We had those table hopping little questions.
Yes.
I got to make a time correction, okay? They said that the hotel was gotten in 1996. No. It was the Beverly Garland, but folks, Mitch was president, and somebody got that hotel, and I was the first person to get that hotel, and that Beverly Garland was a hotel from down there. And I tell you, I was surprised when I got to see that we had the registration out in the yard. I'd never seen that before.
Oh, my. Oh.
You were sitting out in the sunshine with the table there. Barbara and Marnie were out there taking everybody's name. That was okay.
Wow.
Then the restaurant didn't get along with the hotel. There was an argument of some sort going on. And so the restaurant would tell you, yes, you could go down there and get your meal, or to tell you that the hotel was closed or the restaurant was closed. Then you'd go down there and they'd fuss at you because you hadn't gone to the restaurant. Well, you know, it got a little confusing. They didn't like each other, apparently.
I guess not.
And then I can't leave you without telling you about the president's suite. My living room, sitting room was on the third floor. My bedroom, the rest of my suite, was on the fourth floor. In between, there was a long flight of stairs, and it had banisters, so I thought it'd be okay. I didn't like much like when the phone would ring downstairs, I'd be upstairs. When it rang upstairs, I'd be downstairs. But anyhow, I said, I will go downstairs, and they said, you have to have your suite moved. I said, no, I'm not going to have them say that the first time you had a woman president, the first thing she had to do was get another room. We're not doing that. So I said, show me the banisters. I can walk down from up here. Well, Tom O'Sullivan, some of you will remember him, went and stood down on one or two of the stairs, and he said, I don't think you should do that. And I said, why not? And he said, the stairs kind of sway. And I said, they do what? And he said, they kind of move side to side. And, and I said, they surely wouldn't expect a person to use that. So Dominic Martinelli, some of you will remember, said, just a minute. And he went over there and he went down about four steps and he says, you're not doing it. You're going to have to take the elevator. We also don't want them to say that the first time they had a woman president, she fell down the stairs trying to get from her bedroom to her living room. So anyway, that hotel, I just want you to know it was 1997 that we went there. Somebody said it burned down. I didn't even say too bad.
Kathy, were you visiting around that, you know, maybe if you were in the area around that time?
No, okay. But we had a very sad thing. Juliet Esterly, Ben Esterly, and Carol Blake fell on the sidewalk there. They were injured. And they had quite a bad time.
Ouch.
But then I thought the ultimate and the end of it all was Saturday night. I heard police cars, people were running around.
Wow.
And it turns out that there were a bunch of bikers that hung there, and there was some sort of a raid in the bar. And all I could do was hoping all of our guys were up in the hospitality room.
That's what I was just going to ask. Great.
Anyway, if you have the time to and would be interested in maybe helping do some typing, or putting things over on the computer. I know that Johansson is going to help me, Jeremy. And so is Lynn. But I also want to tell you that it's really something that we're going to try to do to get you a history. In order to have a history mean anything to you, you've got to know what we've done so that you can know if it was right. You can try to do it again or try to do it a different way. If it was wrong, you'll try not to go there again. But I have enjoyed all of my assignments, and I hope that by the time I get the history done, if you all give me a grade there, a report card, maybe I can get a medium or something, or just say she passed. Anyway, thank you to you all, and I love you all, and I'm so proud of this organization.